Welcome to Talks from the Bible. If ye know these things, happy are ye if ye do them. John 13:17. We know joy if we know the commandments of God and if we keep them. God requires us to do what we know. His word is not simply a message that is to be heard, but a message that must be obeyed. Truly, we would be unhappy in knowing and not doing. The message of God has the purpose of bringing us into the fellowship of God. We are to know and to do. That is the secret of happiness. Hearing and not doing can cause guilt and remorse. When Judas Iscariot realized that he had betrayed innocent blood, he cast down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed and went and hanged himself. Matthew 27:3-5. Judas could have returned the silver and gone on to serve the Lord rather than hanging himself. Knowing what he had done and failing to do what was right caused him great remorse, but he was unable to find joy. As long as one persists in rebellion, that one will never know joy. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. James 1:25. In the mind of God, the key to true and lasting happiness is knowing the will of God and doing His will. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. Revelation 1:3. The Bible reveals to us the true and tested formula for joy. John writes to the churches, giving to them the means of finding joy. Read, hear, and do. The Word of God is perfect in all aspects of life. God has taught us how we can be saved, have a personal relationship with Him, and be blessed as long as we continue to abide in His teachings. This marvelous New Testament book begins with a blessing of joy and ends with a blessing of joy. Blessed are they that do His commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. Revelation 22:14. There is to be in our lives a performance of the teaching of God. We must be a doer of these divine instructions that God has given unto us. Scripture reveals a manner of life where joy can be known and happiness and peace can abide in our heart. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Romans 15:13. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.